It sounds so trivial to know everything that's going on in the country, to know everything that's going on in the world, and to know that the NFL is basically picking up business as usual when it comes to their NFL calendar year and when it comes more specifically to what's going on with free agency. And I know this might sound a little tone deaf to some, and I know this might rub some people the wrong way. I, for one, am actually thrilled about the fact that the NFL is going on with their business later on this week, because I think the country needs it. I think sports fans all around America, they need something to talk about. They need something maybe to put a smile on their face. I know it's not a game. I know it's not the equivalent of Mike Piazza and what he did for New York after 9/11 or the Yankees in the postseason of 2001, but having some news about the number one sport in the country, I think will be something that I think a lot of people around here will be happy to hear about. I know I'm in that boat. And I'm not just talking about this from a selfish standpoint of a radio host looking for topics. No. It's the idea of we have technology in this country. Guys will be able to Skype. You'll be able to talk to who you need to talk to. And, all right, so you won't get a chance to tour the team facilities. How many times have guys gone into buildings as opposing players? Plenty of times. So I think there's a way you can go about this. Now, we got a bit of news earlier in the day, Sunday, that has some serious ramifications about what may happen with the quarterback market. That, of course, is Ryan Tannehill signing a crazy contract to be the starter in Tennessee. And I told you guys this about 2-3 weeks ago. And some of you guys call me crazy. You're like, how could you possibly say Ryan Tannehill is a better fit for the Tennessee Titans than Tom Brady? He is. He's mobile. He knows the system. He takes care of the football, and he's younger. Now, a lot of people are going to look at 4 years and $118 million, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, this is crazy, absurd money. But if you dig deeper and you look at the breakdown of what Tannehill will make, it's basically a 2-year contract where he'll probably end up being the 9th, the 10th, the 11th high paid quarterback in the league. So basically, he's going to get paid fair market value. And after what he did last year for Tennessee, where you look at his numbers from November on, they were damn good. So I can't believe I'm actually uttering a phrase out of my mouth. The Tennessee Titans are better off with Ryan Tannehill and Tom Brady. Guess what? They are. This is a good move for Tennessee. Now, the only way this will continue to be a good move is when we see what happens with Derrick Henry. They need Derrick Henry back in the fold. What he brought to that team, the toughness he ran with. I'm one of these guys that devalues the running back position. I don't think Derrick Henry is one of those guys that for Tennessee you can devalue. That's going to be tricky. It's going to be challenging. I don't know how you go about keeping him. But you want to keep the nucleus of that team and that core intact as much as you can, considering you went and you made it to the AFC title game. Crazy money for Tannehill, yes. Anybody who's surprised by this, though, they do not understand the economics of the NFL. You just don't. If you are surprised that Ryan Tannehill got big money from Tennessee, look at the history of the position. Guys reset the market. It happens over and over and over again. Some will say the Tennessee Titans were bidding against themselves. I wouldn't look at it that way. Because I think if you put Ryan Tannehill on the open market, he is a starting quarterback in the league. And if it wasn't the Titans who gave him the money, it might have been the Chargers, it might have been the Raiders, it might have been somebody else. You have a lot of people bashing this contract. But the Titans can get out from this contract within 2 years. So from that standpoint, I don't have much of an issue with it. To me, Tennessee's trying to build upon what they did a year ago. I think it's a smart move.